You're listening to Clan Radio, powered by Wellwood Communications. Disappointment for Brayhead Clan on the road this weekend, losing to Milton Keynes Lightning and Coventry Blaze. On the line to talk to me about the weekend is the head coach, John Tripp. John, thanks for joining us. First of all, two losses to start the league campaign. What are your overriding thoughts at this time?
Well, it's not how we thought we'd envision and starting the season. Am I happy about it? No. Good thing is we're going to be better. Definitely the lack of depth experience, it had a little bit to do with it. The game yesterday in Milton, they were just plain old faster and better than us. We had a hard time adjusting, and we tried to push back, then they just pushed harder. They played really well, and they had a really good game. They played clean and simple, and we got away from our game. Today we played better, but we ended up getting into penalty trouble, which is something we have to talk about this week. We're a team that's built for speed, and we're sitting too much in the box, and that was one of the bigger factors.
But has it given you something to work on this week as you look ahead to the next two games?
Well, it didn't matter if we won the two games or lost the two games. There's always something to work on, and that's something we have to do. We still have to work on, competing 60 minutes. Even though if we have two and a half or three lines, we have to find a way. We have Ryan coming in tomorrow, I believe, if all goes well. So that'll help adding him to the lineup. Getting him in game shape will take a little time, but he's been skating every day, so I think he'll be ready to go. So it'll be a nice piece to add to us for the weekend.
Still very much a work in progress, though.
Oh, no, definitely. It's definitely a work in progress. I mean, I don't think there's ever a team, it doesn't matter what your record is, that says they're reached their potential or you've done your work in progress. So it's a long year, and it's only two games. And then we got nowhere to go but up from here.
Now, I understand you spoke to the fans on one of the supporters' buses post-game as well. Was that something you really felt you had to do afterwards?
Oh, it's not about that. I mean, they did come for 2 days. It's been a long trip for both of us. The trip always seems a little bit longer when there's a little lack of success. But we just said thank you for coming and your support. Because when things are going bad, that's when you need support the most in any situation.
And for you, has it given you a better insight into the quality of teams you're going to be facing in the league this year?
Oh, definitely, and that's something I had to talk to. No game is going to be easy. Everyone is competitive, and that was shown today. So it's we got to show a little bit more respect, and it just means we have to be on top for a game and ready to go before each game.